first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Barbara Yates joins a sing-along on the other side of the world.
I met Rashid and Pepita on the ferry from Spain to Morocco. Rashid was returning home from studying at university in Spain and had bumped into Pepita from his hometown of Larache in the farthest northwest corner of Morocco. As we all talked, they both invited me to go with them to their town. When we finally arrived in Larache, Rashid led me to a small hotel where I ended up staying for a week. Every day, Rashid came to get me, and I got to know his family and friends. There was nothing for young people to do in the small village. No jobs. Only Rashid's brother Nordine worked, tutoring students in his dining room. Mostly the young people just slept through the hot days and hung out with each other at night. One night, Rashid, Nordine, and their sister Jamia invited me to go with them to a friend's small apartment. The living and sleeping room was only furnished with carpets and throw pillows. There was just enough room for about 12 of us to sit in a circle. Jamila and I were the only females. She was allowed to be there because she was accompanied by her brothers and had a beautiful voice. While three of the guys played guitars, the rest of us took turns playing a couple of drums and a tambourine. Everyone sang with great gusto the popular Spanish and English-American songs that they'd learned phonetically by listening to the radio stations from Spain. This experience was a revelation to me because I'd never been around people who enjoyed singing so much, who weren't afraid if their voices were good or bad, or what anyone else thought of them.
Barbara Yates is a wood sculptor and a world traveler. If you'd like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.